T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trex and Nino B96, it's the weekend, bringing it in, and a beautiful weekend it will be in Chicagoland. High of 76 today, right now 71 degrees in downtown Chicago, and then tomorrow and Sunday, just perfect days, highs in the mid-80s, and there's like no humidity.
That's
so the stickiness
thing.
Has gone away. And Gabe and Minnie actually ran to work today.
Yeah.
4 miles. How's everybody doing? Minnie, all right?
She got her shoes off back there. She's chilling.
She relaxing.
She said her feet hurt.
4 miles.
Uh-oh. Listen, man, you got to have short-term goals. You got to enjoy the summer. If you're not doing small things like that to enjoy the summer, you are missing out on summertime. Shy, I'm telling you. So if it's a walk to the store as opposed to taking your car those 2 blocks to go to Walgreens, you should do that.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm with that 1,000%.
Well, you don't have a car.
I'm just not running at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We were just talking about today would be a beautiful day to hit the lake and get on the bikes.
Cool. Yes. Outside. So
nice. Drex just said that he's going to ride a bike today. Can everybody go ahead and take note? Drex just said
I used to ride bikes all the time.
Do you rollerblade or roller skate?
Back in the day, I did, but I wouldn't now because I'm afraid I'd break my ankle.
Yeah, don't car do that. Wash.
I can see Drex in the 70s. Car wash, yeah.
Whipping it.
I like the skateboard more.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
You skateboard?
Okay, I can see you skateboarding. Oh, yeah. Car wash. At the car wash.
But I've always been, you know, with the skateboard park up on past North Avenue Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been tempted, but not at my age anymore. But back in the day, man.
Skateboards scare me. I would never do that.
Oh, it's fun.
I'm sure it looks super cool when people do it.
Right.
But,
I bit it so bad on the skateboard.
That's part of it.
I bit it so bad. I had to scrape knees. Anyways.
Yeah, but if you do that a couple times, it won't happen again.
I'm good.
Trust me.
I like my knees.
Speaking of all things, going out and having a great time, vacation. And so we're getting ready to do that ourselves. And perhaps you're doing it because you didn't want to do it when the masses were doing it or you just went through it. Man, buying clothes, it always drives me crazy because there's all this prep before you go on vacation. Why do we buy clothes for vacation?
That's really funny.
Well, this is what I was thinking about yesterday.
Yeah, why do we do the 312-591-9696?
Well, I want to know what you bought, too. I mean, and why you do it, especially moms. Because I'm thinking back to when I was younger, whenever we would go on vacation to Puerto Rico or we would go to Miami or something like that, my mom, it would always be a big deal. We'd have to go get new clothes before we left. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then I became an adult. And yesterday I was thinking to myself, I'm going to Houston and Vegas next week. And then I said, man, I got to go to the store and I got to give me some tank tops and I got to give me some new socks.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, why the hell do I need some new socks? I got a whole bunch of them in my drawer.
Yes.
But then I said, then I actually thought to myself, but don't you want some fresh, clean socks right when you get out there in Houston? And I was like, yeah. But then I thought to myself, why? Why do we do this? Why do we go buy new things? Why do we feel the need to buy new things before we go on vacation, especially when you're going on vacation to spend money?
So
you're
going
to go spend money. So if you're on a fixed budget, and let's just say, I don't know, throwing out an arbitrary number. Let's say you had $500 to spend on your entire vacation, or you're wasting $200 of it going and buying some stupid shorts that you're not going to wear.
And by the way, always overpacking. And then what do you do? You, a lot of people, when they go on vacation, they go shopping.
Yes.
And then you which is insane.
Then you go shopping again.
Right. You have to, because you want to feel fresh or at least know that you have options. And especially for girls, the funny part is I'm going shopping today. I leave tomorrow for Cabo. And I need to have all these new little sundresses. Right. And for girls, too, we have to have new bathing suits.
Right.
Because you need to have stuff that you switch up. You can't be taking pictures in the same outfit every time.
Especially now with Instagram, you can't be doing that. So 312-591-9696. When you go on vacation, do you buy new stuff and why? Why do you feel the need to do it? And don't get me wrong, I do that too. Nina,
we do that
too. I mean, come talk to us right now. D in Plainfield. Now, okay, you went to Vegas like I did or like I'm going to, or you're about to go to Vegas?
Oh, me?
Yes, D.
Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, yeah,
D, you're in.
Always.
I went to Vegas in October. We're going back again in October, but I always buy new clothes because I feel like it just adds to the experience.
Yes.
And I'm a mom in the suburbs, so obviously the things that I wear every day are a lot different than, like, the things I'll buy for Vegas. so.
So what are you buying in Vegas? Sorry, Nina. What are you buying in Vegas that's so different from your everyday outfit?
Like, everyday outfit is just, like, I wear gym wear all day long. But when you go to Vegas, you can wear, like, cute dresses or maybe a little bit sexier because you're not with the kids.
You're kind of a different person on vacation, right? So you kind of have to dress for the occasion.
Exactly.
I'm free.
Nina, yours is just another excuse to buy new dresses.
I just
bought two new dresses a couple weeks ago.
Thanks for the call, Dee.
What do you do with this overflow of dresses?
I put them in my closet and have options.
All right.
I need new ones. Actually, I got rid of a lot of them.
Let me see. Let's go 312-591-9696. Yeah, spending money on vacation to go on vacation. Michael in Logan Square.
Hi.
Hi. So your girlfriend does this.
Yeah, so my girlfriend does it every time we go on vacation. This past year, we went to Vegas twice, but both times she's always had to buy new dresses, brand new toiletries, new shoes as well. And, like, I'm thinking, Vegas is expensive already.
Right, Michael, that's what I'm saying.
But this is the thing with Vegas. It's funny we're getting a couple calls on Vegas. When you are automatically a different person on vacation, you're a different person in Vegas. So that whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is like a thing.
I get it.
You want to be prepared to take it all in the right way.
But Nina, Michael in Logan Square said that his girl buys brand new toiletries.
I have to do that today, too.
What is wrong with the toothpaste that she just had?
No, you want to get...
That she just, what's wrong with that one?
Look at the travel size. Look at us, yes, travel size.
And then I got to get one of those little things. I don't have one. I need to find this today, by the way.
Right.
Like, I have my big perfume bottle.
Okay.
I don't want to take my big perfume bottle on vacation. I need to get one of those little things where you can spray it in so you can take the little travel size.
Sure.
It's a whole nother thing.
That sounds like a lot.
3.5 ounces. Well, do you guys, do you check your luggage? Because, see, this is why I go travel size, because I can't stand checking my luggage.
I'm going to this time.
I can carry it on.
Yeah. Michael, when you go to Vegas or when you guys go, do you buy anything?
I don't. But even then, she buys everything.
Yeah.
She buys a ton of souvenirs, but she buys like little gifts for everybody else just to bring back home.
Listen, don't be the person that brings luggage with you that's empty just so you can bring back all your souvenirs.
Oh, no.
Don't be that person. Thanks for the call, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
I bet people do that all the time. Lynette in Bloomingdale. Hi, you're on B96.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. So what do you need to buy before you go?
I need to always buy shoes. You have to have different shoes for every single outfit, and it has to be right. They
ridiculous.
Need to be high heels.
It's, you know, the cool part about that is I know it kind of seems ridiculous and silly because it's so much to put in a suitcase.
Sure.
But every time you look at that shoe now, every single time, you don't need to buy souvenirs because the shoe holds a memory.
I cannot even deal with you.
Yes, it does.
My thing is this. This is how I pack for my vacations. I see what shoe can match with the most amount of outfits. And then I say, that's the base for everything I'm packing right now. Because if I wear this blue canvas Nike shoe, then I want all my jeans to match with that. I want all my shirts to match with that because I don't want to bring five pairs of shoes. That's stupid. You don't even wear five pairs of shoes in a regular week.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I know, but you know what? You're thinking like a guy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a smart person. Right, because I do the same thing. You know, it's jeans.
Yeah.
And maybe one other pair of shoes. Yeah. Like a shoe,
right.
not like a sneaker.
Because Lynette, don't you find out that when you buy those new heels, once you put them in your luggage, by the time you take them out, they're all crunched up. They're all messed up.
Well, not really, because my friends have a going joke that every time we go on vacation, I always tell the people at the counter, they're like, oh, this whole bag just has shoes, which is true. I always probably bring like about 8 pairs of shoes.
And every shoe has a memory.
It's a weekend trip. It's a weekend trip. Wait.
Let me ask you this,
though. We already spent $1,000 on shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you plan out your outfits, though, before you pack? So you're saying
on the outfits with the shoes.
Okay, but right. So you know that on Monday of vacation, you're wearing this outfit. Tuesday on vacation, you're wearing that outfit. Do you do that, or you just kind of like throw it all in and see what feels right?
You probably do that. See what feels right, because sometimes, you know, you get up, you're like, all right, I'm going to wear this out at night. And then, you know,
me too,
girl. You're like, oh, I don't like how this looks. And then you hurry up and you change and something else.
I literally will be like, okay. This shirt and these shorts, I'm probably going to wear the shorts twice while I'm on vacation. I'm going to wear these jeans twice. All right, let me just get a couple shirts that match with these and then a couple ones that I'm going to sweat in because I know. Listen, when you're on vacation, you're usually wearing a t-shirt and some shorts.
Yes, exactly.
Or a sundress.
Or a sundress. Right? and you'll wear that and you'll double up on that sundress while you're out there. And
maybe.
And I wonder how many people do this, you know, while you're going through the process. You're like, okay, don't overpack. Don't overpack. Don't overpack.
Yeah.
And I always end up overpacking.
I always overpack too, but I like to have options.
And it ends up being exactly for a guy, like Gabe says, I'll get to where I'm going. I'll wear the same shorts all week and I'll just change shirts.
And worst case scenario, you can buy a t-shirt if you don't have it.
Right,
you can buy a pair of jeans if you don't have it. If you don't have those dress shoes to get into the club, you can buy some dress shoes. It's okay. Better than overpacking. Now, Nina, you said there's a reason behind this, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why we feel the need to buy things before we go on vacation.
It's so funny. Science says, guys, it's science. They said it's science.
It's not Nina and Gabe and Dress. It's science.
This is science. It says it's scientifically proven that shopping for resort wear and vacation clothes will give you an instant mood boost.
Well, yeah, I think there's something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the anticipation.
When I pick up some swim trunks, and I know where I'm going to use those swim trunks.
Yeah.
That makes you kind of excited.
Well, right. Well, so I think there's gratification in that and the anticipation and, of going that is actually part of the psyche and the fun part of going on vacation, right?
It is. I just feel a little bit stressed out, to be honest, because I have to try on bathing suits and get new bathing suits. That's a little bit stressful. But once I'm on that plane, I'll be excited to wear the new suit.
You know, Nina, the hot trend is wearing your bikini upside down. So will you be doing that?
No, I definitely won't be doing that. No.
we want to Instagram of that.
These babies need support.
Okay.
So we can't have any of that upside down.
Take care of those girls. All right. Thank you for joining us, Trex and Nina.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.